This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. Now said correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class today with us. And, let me give you a phone number. If you'd like to call us, we're going to be talking about education and what's wrong with it. And if you've got some suggestions on how to fix it, we'd love to hear about them. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That's the call-in number. Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Marty Barrett is with us. Marty is an educator of more than a couple decades, and she teaches the hard sciences, biology, and at the college environment. And nurses who are people who want to be nurses and go through her biology classes in order to get on the path to become nurses. And so she's got a lot of experience. I've known Marty for a long time, and we're going to be talking about education today. Welcome, Marty.
Hi. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Marty, let me tell you.
I have a lot to say today.
We do. Let me share a story with you. As you know, Marty, you and I have known each other for a long time, since the 1970s, and our families have stayed in touch all these years, and we check up on each other, make sure everybody's okay and that kind of thing. As you know, my family lived on a farm in rural Virginia, in the countryside of Virginia. And I was listening to a radio program, a local radio program, AM radio, back then in the 90s when I lived there. And a man called up, and I hope people don't think that I'm being stereotypical. I'm not. But this man sounded like he was black. And he sounded like probably around the same age as I. And he was calling into this local radio program, and he was saying that it was a trading program or a yard sale program or a trade-io program, where if you had a washing machine, you'd call up and say, I've got a washer, a GE washer, or Whirlpool washer, and I'd like $75 for it, and describe it for about 10 seconds and then leave your phone number. And that's what the program was for about an hour, 5 days a week. So I was listening to this, and this man called up, and he said that he had a roll of wire that he wanted to sell. He went to Radio Shack and bought this roll, and on it, it said there was a 100-foot roll. He cut off 12 feet of it, and that's all he needed, and he wanted to sell the rest. And he said, I don't know how much is on here that's left. I cut 12 feet off it, but it says it had 100 feet on it when I bought it, and that's all I used it for, and I'd have to measure to find out how much is left. I was taken aback by listening to this, so much that I've remembered it all these years. Well, that's part of the story. Let me tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that the radio station was broadcasting from a county in Virginia called Prince Edward County. And in 1959, Prince Edward County shut down all the schools.
Oh. Why did
they shut them? Well, they shut them down because the federal government said you will integrate. You will no longer have black schools and white schools. schools where the black children attended, separate from where the white children attended, separately. And the federal government said, you will integrate your schools. You will have blacks and whites going to the same schools, period. And the county government of Prince Edward County, Virginia, said, no, we're not going to do it. And so they shut down all the schools. Oh. Now, what happened was some private academies were built, and those private academies educated the privileged, the white children. So the white children would go to the private academies, and the black children were left without school. Oh. Even some whites were left without going to, if they couldn't afford it, they couldn't go to the private academy.
Oh.
So that's the true story. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story, I mean, I know this private academy. It was called Prince Edward Academy. There's another one in Virginia called Huguenot Academy. Now, I was a consultant, a computer technology consultant for both of these school systems. Now, well, both these schools, private schools. And
long
I've been
that
inside
fact, them. Right?
What was that?
Long after that problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Way, way, way long after. Yes, back in the 90s, I was a consultant for both of these. So I got a chance to see these academies, and I learned after being at these academies as a consultant that that's what happened. I didn't know at the time that I was a consultant that these school these academies were built and designed to be separate. Now, I think since then, it's no longer separate by race, if you will. But the point I'm trying to make is that a lack of education can be profound, absolutely profound. And the inability that this man who called to advertise his remaining spool of wire for sale was unable to estimate how much wire was on there. Now, I've had spools of wire in my hand, and typically there'll be a label on it that says, you know, how many feet are supposed to be there when it's new. And I can look at the spool and I can estimate, well, based on the core diameter, based on the outside diameter, based on the number of turns, in my head, I can estimate whether it's 95% remaining, 50% remaining, and so forth. But this man was unable to do that, as I could tell from what he said on the radio. Well,
and I see a lack of ability to estimate also with my grades. I turned in final grades recently, and a number of people called up and said, you know, I have a 75 average. That's a C plus. Why are you giving me a D or an F? Well, look at the grades and just figure where would the average be? You could just kind of see, you know, after I do grades, I always check and make sure that seems logical, so that my math is correct. And they have no ability to do that.
Yeah. So what we're saying is that children today of all ages are having a tougher time estimating. And I really believe this is true. It's so true that in order to be in my class, I would interview the students. And I would say and I've told the story on the air, there's a restaurant in our little town, the main restaurant. And I would say, well, how would you get from that restaurant to the high school? And these are high school juniors and seniors who are applying to be in my class. And many of them had a tough time describing, well, and here it is. It's you leave the restaurant parking lot, make a left. Left out of the parking lot. Go to the first stop sign. Turn right. Continue until you come to a T in the road. And you make a left. At that point, about a mile from there, is the high school on the left. Another way of saying it is, and this is the country, so it's not like there are intersections, you know, every 500 feet. It's not like that. There are very few turns. And you could use landmarks. You know, you could say left out of the restaurant parking lot. Continue to the stop sign. You'll see railroad tracks on the left. You make a right. You continue 11 miles till you come to the T, where you're forced to turn left or right, make a left, and about a mile ahead on the left-hand side is a high school. Now, these are high school students. These mm-hmm. are people who have, if they've ever been to a restaurant, they've been to that one. Because it's the only restaurant, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm, and it was in the big town, 500 people in the big town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where they were coming from had fewer than 500 people. So what I'm saying is, we have somehow taught our children not to be able to do the things that are necessary in life. And do you have a feel for why this is, Marty?
Well, I think it's partly the job of the educators and partly the job of the parents.
Okay.
I think both are falling through the cracks in a lot of circumstances.
Okay.
I think that the schools need to be doing a better job. My kids in kindergarten were taught where the buttons are on a calculator
mm-hmm.
before they even knew any math.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should know there is a calculator until they master their timetables and such. You know,
that's
so
what we did.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you did in elementary school? Didn't you learn your multiplication tables or your times tables?
I remember what we had was a record. And it would go 5 times 3, 6 times 8. You know, pretty fast. And you mm-hmm. had to write the answers down fast. And if you didn't do it, you stayed after school and the record went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and now it's, where's the calculator?
Yeah.
Even for easy problems, like I've given some problems where it would enable you to add a couple of $1,000 together, you know, thousands, mm-hmm. maybe add 1,000, 1,500, and 1,200, and they mm-hmm. want a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
They add just
mm-hmm.
simple things together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dependent on electronics like that. And it's also, if somebody does poorly, in my town they do a test at the end of high school to figure out if you've mastered high school.
Mm-hmm.
They do it, I think, your junior year. So if you fail at your junior year, what they do is they give you a class to pass that test. That's all the class is. The whole next year, you'll be learning how to pass that test.
So that you can graduate.
Yeah. Not necessarily how you can think better or critically think, but so that, you know, it's even labeled regarding the test. So you're teaching to the test, and then you meet your statistic.
Wow. When we come back, we've got Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, if you could hold on, we'll put you on right after these few commercial announcements. We're talking about education. Marty Barrett's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about education. Jeff in Massachusetts, thank you so much for holding on during the commercial breaks and before that.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I was listening to your guest and yourself, and I love education. Because, you see, education is the foundation of our society, literally the foundation. Because I'm 47 years old, and I even see this mindset at work. Worse than the academic degradation, you see a moral degradation of the youth. I see it with my own two eyes. And there's a mindset that if you come into work on time or early, and you do the very best that you can, and you look clean cut, you speak English, and so forth, guess what? You are literally castigated as a sucker. Literally, a chump, a sucker, a loser. You're castigated to the far right as a racist if you're white, and a sellout if you're black or Spanish or any other ethnicity. And we are heading towards international communism. What, Marty, do you think of that phenomenon, Don, and have you seen that phenomenon?
I'm sorry, I got disconnected here, so I didn't get all your message here.
Oh, okay. Simply put, when you see America and where it's heading towards, the moral degradation of the youth, even in the workplace, even in life and the way that you think, here it is. If you come in clean cut, speak English, do the very best you can at work, even go above and beyond what you're supposed to do, because of the school system, the younger youth, you're castigated as a sucker, a chump. If you're black, if you're black or Spanish, you're considered a sellout, and if you're white, you're considered a racist, part of the racist white establishment. And do you see America heading towards communism where the producers are eliminated or they have to run and the country turns into a third world country. I see that coming to America. What do you see?
Well, I don't see any of that, but I certainly see that the problem with proper work ethics and that kind of thing that you really can't teach people. My students have all discovered that through their education, there's always an easy way out. There's always somebody that'll give them an extension or, you know, they can do something later or make up for it somehow. So they haven't learned that a deadline's a deadline. And the harder you work, the better you do. And I think it's because my parents' generation were tough on kids. So we ended up being pretty tough. And today's generation, we kind of swung the other way. We care about their feelings, and we're warm and fuzzy,
right.
and maybe we swang too far that way.
You are so right. Let me wrap it up with this. In Massachusetts, especially because we are a hardcore Democrat state, it's so ingrained. Everything is a connection. Vote for the Democrats. Hold up a sign for the Democrats. Give money to the Democrats. Kiss their ring. Kiss their behind. You will move up in the world. If you do not, you are castigated to the bottom, no matter how high your education is. And
wow.
It's drilled into the people. What do you think of that? And I'm gonna go and I'll hear your answers off air.
Well, Jeff,
I think that's kind of a shame.
Yeah.
I like to see a variety of viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. Jeff has left us and he's listening off the phone call. But Marty, I think the point that he's trying to make is kind of like what we were learning about in the union shops, like in Detroit, where one guy would be really working hard, and then, you know, at lunch break, the guys would crowd around him. The new guy would be working really hard to show that he deserved that job, and the guys who've been there a while would crowd around and say, look, you know what, you're making us look bad. Knock it off.
Uh-huh.
Knock it off. You're doing 100 widgets an hour, and we're doing 40, and you got to slow down because you're killing us. You're making us work too hard. I think that's the kind of thing that he was talking about.
And my daughter's even been, she's in a union, and she's had a similar kind of suggestion from other people. You know, slow down. You don't need to work so fast. But the hidden message is you might be making me look bad.
Yeah.
You know, with my slow progression, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely true.
You know, one of my college schoolmates, and you met this man back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
During the summers, he had a job, and he was driving a truck. And his first day driving the truck for this union, he was given a board with a nail in it. And the guy ahead of him said, on the ladder, said, you're going to have a flat tire today. Here's the nail with the board, and make sure you have a flat tire.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Marty Barrett's with us, class. And, you know, I was thinking during the break, Marty, that the students really are dependent on these electronic gadgets, calculators, cell phones, and they can do research. And that leads me to, if they can't do it on their own, how many of them are cheating their way through college? Do you see evidence of cheating?
Sure. All kinds of different ways. You know, cell phones in the lap. The latest thing is the Apple Watch. You know, just skim through their notes. They must have awfully good vision, but they can skim through things online and get answers. I found many that way. And when you catch some of these students cheating, most people you would think they'd be mortified. But I've seen many that just kind of like, well, I tried. You know,
I tried what? I tried to cheat, or yeah. I tried to do well without cheating.
No, I tried to cheat, and I guess it didn't work. Oh well, I tried, you know.
So how does that? Okay, Marty, we're talking about you're preparing students to be nurses. We're talking about people who are maybe the first person a patient sees in the emergency room who's suffering a heart attack. We're talking about nurses who are in the operating room. I tried. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they want a word bank. A bank of words to use for these questions. To my understanding, there's no word bank in life. Can you imagine that person not being able to come up with anything because there's no choices? Heart attack wasn't a choice that they could pick as a diagnosis. So it really kind of scares you.
So how mechanically are these students cheating? So they have a watch, an Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
They have a cell phone. So they're sitting in your class taking an exam on the material that you've already taught. So let me see if I've got this right. You tell them what you're going to tell them. Then you tell them. Then you tell them what you've told them. You give them homework to reinforce that. Is that right? Am I right so far?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then at some point you ask them to complete an examination that can prove to you that not only did they hear that you told them what you're going to tell them, you told them, then you told them what that you told them, and now all you want them to do is prove it. That they've sat through that, they've listened to you, they've done their homework, and they understand. That's all you're asking them, right?
Right. And then I throw in some critical thinking, so it's not just rote memorization. And that's where you can really separate the students on their abilities. You know, if I say this certain hormone does this, and then I say if you increase the effectiveness of that hormone, what would happen? Or if you inhibit the action of the hormone, what would happen? And the majority can't tell me.
Now, help me understand. Am I right in thinking that that would be a real-life situation?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the increasing or the decreasing of that hormone?
Sure.
Okay. Now, is this something that they have to figure out on their own, or is this something that you've already talked about? Is this something that's been in their homework? Is this something that's been part of their assignments where they would learn the answer to that?
No.
They
know the function of that hormone. And then I say, if you have more or less, what would happen? They should be able to figure that out.
Meaning like increase the heart rate, decrease the heart rate? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, stuff like that, sure.
Wow.
That's what's going to save somebody's life. Finding that little glitch. You know, something's amiss. And often the doctors miss things. The nurse, like you said, is the front line. They've got to catch these mistakes and see what's happening. And they need to take that extra step, that critical thinking step, to show they really understand.
I think the proof in what you're saying, Marty, is what one of our students is learning. One of our students is looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
And she and I were talking. She's in her 30s. And what she is facing is before she can really get to talk to a person, she fills out these online tests.
Uh-huh.
And I believe test after test. So first level of test, great. Now I get to talk to a person. No. Now you take the next level test. And I think after maybe the second or third level of online at your home test to apply for a job with a major corporation in the United States. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the finance industry. I'm talking about the insurance industry, those kinds of organizations, companies.
Uh-huh.
In order to get a job, or no, excuse me, in order to get an interview with a real person, the way it used to be, the way you were interviewed and I was interviewed, before that, you have to go online and pass a series of tests that weeds out those who can't pass the test to save the time of the people who are doing the interviewing. Now, the reason I believe this is because there are so few who can actually make it to the point where it's worth an interview for the company. Now, I believe that's the proof. Does that jive with what you're seeing?
Yeah, and I think also it's kind of frustrating. Your first submission online, you know, you fill out the first form, you send it off. Often you don't really know. I've heard from students that they don't really know if it's received or looked at, or it just kind of goes off. And it's kind of frustrating for them to not know whether they're being considered or, you know, their application is in the trash can. They don't know. So it's a little frustrating, I think.
And I agree with the
student
students.
He wanted to be a tech in the ER. He had all the classifications, sent in his interview, nothing happened when he sent in the application. He went to the human resources department and said, when can I have an interview? Today? Now? And just kind of in your type of format, he got an interview, and he's a very personable person, very bright, got the job. But he had to push his way in to get an interview.
Well, maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want people who are assertive. Maybe they want people who are a little bit aggressive. Maybe it's the company is relying on these algorithms to determine who gets the interview. And maybe the human research department is resting on their laurels, not paying attention to what's really happening. So maybe they're a union shop. And they don't want to work too hard. I mean, I don't know, but I do understand that frustration that you're talking about from the student's perspective. I understand it very well. You know, just try, if you have a warranty issue about a product that has failed, and you try to call them, if you actually can get through to them, they'll say, oh, we have to submit that online. And then you submit it online, and you get a response that says, thank you for your concern, and it goes into the ether somewhere, and you don't hear back. You're absolutely right, and your students are. And I don't know the answer to this from where I sit. I mean, if I were at the corporate level, I would change it. I would have discussions with the candidates to see what really is coming in the door.
There's one local university which has kind of a neat policy, which I wouldn't know how to interpret it. They do group interviews for people to transfer into their university.
Mm-hmm.
They have maybe six students there and one interviewer. And it might be kind of difficult to decide whether you should be more chatty or hold back or how you get into the mix. But I think it's kind of interesting. What do you think about that?
Well, I've been part of the opposite of that. I've been interviewed by a whole team of people. It was a whole conference room of people, and it was a government job, and they invited me in. I said, I don't think I want to do this. And they kept pushing me to go to this interview. And finally, I said, okay, all right. I'll come to the interview. I was not interested in running this computer network that they had. But I showed up at the interview, and then they asked me to come into this meeting room, and they had these recording devices, and they had a lot of people sitting around this conference table, and they're all looking at me. And I did the unthinkable, the unspeakable. I committed a huge sin. I said, I really want to save you all a lot of time. How much does this job pay?
It wasn't enough, right?
and they told me, and I said, you know, I can't do it for that. But I appreciate you guys inviting me over. Thank you very much. He said, well, you know, we might be able to increase a little bit. I said, how much? And I said, I still can't do it. But thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I left. But that was true story. But I didn't want the job to begin with. So I was, you know, I was willing to have a little bit of fun with this. And
They're still talking about you.
I haven't changed too much, have I?
This guy came in and came right out and asked, what we make?
Yeah, question number one. Question number one. Yeah. Well, in terms of sitting in a group interview, I think that, as you said, I think it's an interesting concept. And I have employed that technique when I've hired people to work in my team. What I would do a little bit different. What I would do is I would have, I'd read the resumes, of course, and the experience profiles and the vitae, and I would decide who would be a candidate, who actually put enough effort into those pieces of paper that they wanted me to read about them, who put enough effort in and showed enough initiative and enthusiasm that we should consider spending time in person. Then I would interview them in person. I'd whittle it down to three candidates or so. And then I would take those candidates one at a time to lunch with the rest of my team. So we would all go to an informal lunch, you know, sandwiches at the local restaurant, nothing expensive. And we'd let the candidate order whatever he or she wanted. And we would look at their values. And all of my team would watch and decide whether they liked that person and thought that that person would work well with our team. And getting along is a big part of that equation. So, you know, the skills, that's part. But getting along is also a big part. And then I would let my team pick which one they wanted. And it always worked out. So that was my approach. Marty Barrett, and I'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually,
God, you're late. When you go, please leave for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Marty Barrett's with us. Marty, you know, as I was listening to the commercial announcements that just played, I was thinking back to the 1990s, early 1990s. In 1993, I was on the NBC Today Show, and it was a feature about computer networks in very economically disadvantaged rural Virginia, where I lived.
Uh-huh.
And what they really didn't talk about was, they showed some of the things that we did, but they didn't say what this district did was they built a remediation program. And literally what it was a fun way for kindergartners, first graders, second graders, third graders, fourth graders, to learn the things that they should have learned before, the things that they missed. It was remediation. Now, we're suffering the consequences of this right now. So, firsthand, I had the experience of seeing the students learning for the first time things that they should have learned before. And we made it fun and exciting.
I have students in college that probably should be back in third grade.
That's what I'm talking about, Marty. Seriously. I'm talking about they missed it. And
I bet you I could take my students and correctly guess which ones had been read to as children by their parents.
Yeah.
I see a big influence in that. People with single parents and that come from not, typical homes as we think of, I think they're behind and the parents don't push. If my child were doing poorly, I would be going to the school saying, what can we do to fix this?
Absolutely.
Instead, they just keep going by and keep shuffling along to the next grade. And then now they're in college and they're in third grade level performance.
I've never met your father, and I regret not having that opportunity, nor your mother. But I have a feeling that if your parents were faced with a situation where they thought that you weren't learning, they would probably start out with what meeting with the school system, what are we going to do to fix this? And then the next meeting would be, we're going to fix it. If you can't fix it, we're going to fix it without you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be removed from your jobs.
One of my children had trouble reading.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I learned a method of teaching reading to adults that couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daughter was six, but I learned this program that you're supposed to only use on adults, to teach them to read. And I got a couple other kids that were also having trouble just to kind of make it almost like a little class. Mm-hmm. And this summer I ran this whole program. And my daughter is a very happy reader now. You know, mm-hmm. many years later, loves to read. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I would have let that go by, I don't know what would have happened. Not patting myself on the back, but kind of.
Well, no, that's what parents are supposed to do. Parents are supposed to ferret out where the problems are and help fix them.
Right.
We found out that the public training camp wasn't doing its job for us in Virginia. And so we took our children out of the public training camp and educated them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. And it's possible. It absolutely mm-hmm. is. And let me share this with those who are thinking, how do I do that? Well, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, you either had to have one of three, meet one of three qualifications, either a religious exemption saying, you know, I don't want my children learning what you're teaching. We have a religious problem with that. Two, you'd have a curriculum that the school would approve of. Or three, you had a master's degree, I believe, in teaching or in mm-hmm. some kind of field. And we met two of those criteria, the master's degree and the... And they said, what's the curriculum? I said, oh, we're going to do the same thing you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Except we're going to enhance it. Except we're going to enhance
better,
it.
Only better, right?
yeah. And we said, and we'd like to borrow your books. And they said, you can't borrow our books. You got to get your own. Buy your own. We said, okay. They said, but we would like your children to test for the Iowa test because they seem to do really well. They get 99s. And we'd sure like to have that. And I said, no books. You don't get any 99s from us.
Yeah. They want your kids to help boost the average.
Yeah. Marty, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's always delightful chatting with you. Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I did too. Marty Barrett, educator, college instructor, the hard sciences.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.